Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
Safety first, Big Ben.
Where did you get that?
I'm our media correspondent here in the bubble.
Wow. I like how it says face shield on it. Like you need a name on it.
I got to remember when I go out the house. Keys, wallet, face shield.
I thought as a part of the deal with the Brooklyn Nets, Steve was going to bring me and you on to be the color commentator and TV crew.
Who's play-by-play?
Big Ben and Kay Wynn.
I know. Who's play-by-play in color? Who's color? Who's play-by-play?
I feel like you have to be play-by-play, and I'm the color guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you understand the constructs of the color guy?
Yeah. You ramble on and on, make no sense, and I come in and I save the day with my basketball IQ. It's been 6 weeks since live sports, but folks, this Thursday, 5 p.m. Western Standard Time, the NFL Draft. Big Ben, Kay Wynn. Big Ben, Kay Wynn. We're going live. Tune in on Facebook.
4 straight hours with Big Ben and Kay Wynn covering all the West Coast picks. There's 7 of them. Count them, 7 in the first round.
I'm representing Culver City beside me.
Hey, I see you. Let's go, baby.
Let me guess. Neither one of you is anywhere near L.A. Yeah, that Rose Bowl is not realistic there. Although the number of fans there is very realistic.
My first time on ESPN SportsCenter, the number one play of the week, with Reggie Bush making me run in a little circle and looking at me and laughing.
Stuart, you're a Northwestern grad. Complete this sentence. The Wildcats are to the Big Ten as blank are to the Pac-12. Mm.
I think they're probably closest to Oregon State, a team that rises up and surprises you every so often.
You got one college football game you can watch all season. You only get to watch one.
For this coming season, the one I think is that game, Clemson going to Notre Dame.
We need to get our merch out there. These hats, people love them. I want to do a little PSA.
We're live. Go ahead.
You see my hat?
Yeah.
Fresh white. Summertime. What do you want? Fresh white? Fresh white kicks? Fresh white hat? What is this hat? WST original.
There you go.
You're number 10 wide receiver in the country. Some people had you locked going to USC. What made you spurn USC and really get you to Pullman?
Man, what people really don't know is that I had a soft verbal to LSU when Nick Saban was there.
We are united. We are not playing.
We are united and not having anything to do on Saturdays now.
You can't fish. You can't golf. You can't play basketball. You can't play tennis. But you can listen to us, WST underscore podcast, Big Ben and Kay Wynn. We are your West Coast source for sports.
So we come out there and Cody, he throws a pick six. Boom, he threw it to, I don't know if it's Phillip Buchanan or maybe Mike Roth, but they had two amazing corners. We had to come back and down and drive again. And then we're coming down and we had a nice drive. We have a nice drive going. It's going to be a good game. I'm like, yeah, we're down here competing. We call a timeout. We're on the 5-yard line. We call a timeout. There's Trick Daddy playing in there, you know, people drinking it. I'm like, this is, we're playing in a club. Like, we belong here. We're playing against number 3 Miami, and we belong here. We're about to score. Well, fellas, let me tell you what happened next. They had a player by the name of Vince Wolfhard. He was a freshman at the time. I was a redshirt freshman. He was a pure freshman. And he was lined up against our senior, Elliot Zajac. And we went dive left four times in a row. He stuffed us four times in a row. And had Elliot like screaming like a maniac on the side saying, I can't block him. I can't block him. And he turned the whole game. After that, it went 65-7. I'll never forget that, man. I never forget that because of, you know, a couple of reasons. Obviously, the country went through a lot of things that we're going through now. Just flying down there. When I heard that Phil Collins, I'm like, it's on.
Yeah.
We're about to get rolled up.
Myers Leonard of the Miami Heat. WSC Podcast is calling you out. We see that life in the NBA bubble. It looks fun. It looks exhilarating. It looks intoxicating. But there's one problem. You've been shotgunning 12-ounce beers. My co-host, Big Ben, I'm Kay Wynn. Big Ben's about to shotgun a 16-ounce beer. That's how we do it on the West Coast, the best coast.
Listen, Myers, you're a good guy. You have a similar demeanor to myself. You're jacked. You like to put up threes, and you like to have a good time. Myers is for you.
One chug, two chugs, three chugs, four chug. Dunzo, Myers, get back at us. Let us know if you're ready for the big leagues, the 16-ouncer.
Have fun in the bubble, my friend. Finally, the Dodgers, sans garbage cans, and if they're beating them this time, everyone's going to be able to hear it. Dodgers take the World Series this year, and they beat the Yanks.
Wow. Whoa, you're getting on me for picking the Braves, and you're picking the Yankees. I see that guitar behind you, and I hear you're a novice guitarist. Will you come on the show and play the Ducks fight song?
If you give me the chords. Is it like their uniform? They change them every week?
Yeah.
He's not even in the top 100 players, Raheem Mostert. He's 145th.
Do you see what he did after week six last year when they gave him the ball more?
So wait, you're going to say the Raheem Mostert signing was bigger than the Jamal Adams trade? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying the total package of the Niners offseason is better than the package of the Seahawks offseason. And the Seahawks mortgaged their future. It was a bad trade. It was a panic move.
Their future? Okay, let me explain the trade to you. So
desperation. Jamal Adams trade is good. I just wanted to like stir the pot a little bit, get you fired up.
I mortgage our future. Come on. Uber Eats, Netflix, WST Podcast. The three necessities of this quarantine.
Tired of Zoom parties? Excited for summer? Can't wait to get out of the house? Well, it's not going to happen soon. So stay in and listen to WSD Podcast, your West Coast source for sports, baseball, basketball, football, and more.
My Alanis Morissette lyric would have gone something like this. You get COVID. The NBA dies the next day. 3 months later. You win an NBA game. Isn't it ironic? Rudy Gobert? A little too ironic.
But you know what's happening this Thursday, Big Ben? MLB is back. Welcome back, baseball.
Welcome back, trash can beating, and welcome back, Mariners not making the playoffs. Footlong hot dogs, big Bud Lights. Let's make it happen.
Fireworks are coming across the bay. I'm leaving San Francisco. I'm going to Oakland because the A's are going to the World Series, and they're going to play. It rhymes with the A's, the Braves, Atlanta. That's who I've got, Big Ben. Clippers, Lakers, Western Conference Finals. Clippers go on.
I'll take the field.
Wow.
$10. I'll take the field. Blazers, Nuggets.
Wait, is that official bet? You're $10. You got the field? All right.
Let's go. There are three street tacos and a little beans and rice. Oh my
God. Like refried or
whole beans? No, refried.
With a little cheese on top?
Oh,
game over. Game over.
What's the funniest piece of advice you ever got from Seabass?
To eat Popeye's chicken on a plane going out away games. Had to have Popeye's chicken and a buttered up bagel and a six pack. He did all that before security check. Every time. You think I'm playing, don't you?
No, I don't.
I'm not even playing with you. You know, he's scared of flying, man. He's terrified of flying. So a lot of that stuff, a lot of things going on with Seabass is he can't stand, like, if there's a little bit of turbulence, he's the only dude I've seen in the NFL out of 13 years to put his seatbelt on and wear it the whole time. Even while he's playing poker in the middle of the aisle. He'll take it off, but if he feels a bump, he's going to put it back on and he's going to ring his call bell and ask how much time he has left. He's going to ask our security, our head of security, how much time we have left and how bumpy it is. You guys think I'm joking.